It's not the message. It's just I'm going to talk about the testimony, my own testimony of when we went to ASI, Ohio. First of all, ASI stands for Adventist Layman Services and Industries. And so that's exactly what we did. We are Adventist laymen going to Ohio to serve the community. Now, when we go over there, it's a business setting. What we do is go to different booths, look at what they're doing to further God's ministry, and donate. Now, some people perhaps are not necessarily asking for a donation. They're probably just getting the word out or something. I'm not exactly sure. There's a lot of different booths with a lot of different goals in mind. Our particular goal, we are from the Adventist Refugee and Immigrant Ministries, or ARIM. And underneath ARIM, we're showing our desire to build an Adventist Mission Center here. So along with a lot of other booths, we had our own booth. And we were displaying the Adventist Mission Center to everybody else and asking for, well, not necessarily asking people. I think we did ask people. But anyways, we're asking people to donate, and we want to have this mission center so that we bring other people here to go to further God's word so that they can go to heaven along with all of us. That not only for simply the booths, we also went there to listen to the speakers and seminars there. Now, speakers and seminars, they provided messages to us that pertain to a lot of the Adventist questions, like why is certain music bad? That was one seminar I especially liked. What certain kinds of music are bad and what music is good? And there's also some seminars about the beneficence of selflessness or something like that, where we have to be selfless and not selfish and practical applications of this. And I really enjoyed those seminars and speakers, and that was what I took out of that. Not only that either, not just the booths and not just the seminars and speakers, also going up there and coming back, we were doing our own mission work. What we were doing, passing out glow tracks, also passing out some of the Vietnamese newsletter to people, especially in the Vietnamese community. And so we visited a few people along the way, and we, my own personal testimony within the distributing of literature is I saw we saw a woman, a Spanish woman, that didn't know English, and I ended up having to speak to that person in Spanish. It's a really tough test on my part because I don't know exactly a lot of Spanish. But I tried my best, and we were able to communicate, and I was actually able to extract her phone number. I'm planning to call her as soon as possible with about what Adventists do and et cetera. Not just Adventism, but I want to talk to her about the Bible as much as possible, because I think, if I understand her Spanish correctly, she is out of a house and she is living somewhere. I'm not exactly sure. So goes to show you how much Spanish I know, but also that fact that there are needy people out there and they need our willingness to give. So not only did we visit people, we also gave, or to give literature, we also gave food to people that were hungry. Just like in Matthew 25, where there's a parable of the sheep and the goats, where God separated the sheep and the goats because of what they did and did not do. What the sheep did was give food, give water, give all these things to the people who are in need. Now, need doesn't mean, oh, I need water because I'm thirsty. Need is because I'm about to die because I'm thirsty. So there's a difference. There's a difference there. I think we have to understand that there are people that are needy out there, and we have to look, keep our eyes open to those people. Now, that's part of our mission work there. Also, we went to the. There was all these parts together summed up the missionary trip to Ohio, and that is what I loved about was that we were able to spread God's word, help, give to the needy, and hopefully we can see more people in heaven, because that's our ultimate goal. At least it's my ultimate goal. So I want to see more people in heaven than less. And that's my testimony.